Hi, everyone. You are listening to Matt and Jimmy on the Trivial Drinks Podcast. Even though our podcast uses alcohol, we want to encourage everyone to be safe and responsible. Use ride-sharing devices, taxis, or call a friend. But be safe out there, and now please enjoy Trivial Drinks.
Welcome back to the Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and Jimmy. This is a weekly podcast where we explore the wonders of both beer and trivia. Each week, we will introduce a new beer to our listeners and highlight some unique qualities of our beverage of choice. As we compete, points are earned both through consumption of beer and pieces of the pie acquired. At the end of 1 hour, the player with the most points will win the game. Ladies and gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. It's so good to be back.
It's good to be back.
I'm happy to be here in a new undisclosed location.
A new undisclosed location.
Yeah, since we keep giving away the
location of our... We'll stop talking about our locations. They're just undisclosed.
Yeah, this, we don't need to put that out there.
No, I mean, it keeps the allure and also, I think, provides marketing options.
I think so, yeah. You could label it. This could be the...
This will be a t-shirt that says Trivial Drinks Podcast, Where Were You? And an undisclosed location. Boom, yeah. Done.
Oh, I thought you were saying like marketing, like brought to you by bleh.
Well, we could do it that route too.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I can be bought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where were you?
My principles, no, but my voice, definitely.
quick question. Yeah. Where were you? We were at Nabisco Crackers, which is a sponsor today. Just joking.
Nah.
We like crackers, but, you know, moving on.
Exactly. But no, it's good to be back. I'm glad to be recording again with my podcast partner extraordinaire.
Partner in crime.
That's right. Some days, yes. Yeah. But
well, we got away, and that's what matters.
Yes. I mean, if you're not cheating, you're not trying there.
No, exactly.
But we're happy to bring
holy Eddie Guerrero reference on Batman. Well played.
You know, come
lying,
for
cheat and steal.
Come for the trivia, stay for the 90s and early 2000s wrestling.
Yes.
Latino Heat, rest
in
peace.
We're gonna make some Macho Man references probably at some point.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Just because, yeah, we're those type of brothers.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
well done.
Oh, man.
But we have we're back local.
We are local today.
We are, and we're bringing you a brand new, not only brand new beer, but a brand new brewery to us, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I've known about the brewery, but I've never actually drank this beer from this brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it's kind of funny because when this brewery first got started, it actually the
2007, right?
2007, yeah.
Yeah.
The wife of the founder actually used to play softball with my sister.
That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was coached by my dad.
Yeah.
So it was very exciting to kind of see this happen. And I mean, I've had a couple of their different beers, but I've never had their Sunset Amber Ale. And which was pretty impressive. And I'll tell you, Matt, they're really growing right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're taking off. They actually moved into a new building, which is like half a mile down the road.
Yeah.
which used to be the old Winchester Steakhouse off of Route 66 there.
Yeah, in the Williams area.
Williams mm-hmm. area up in Arizona, the northern Arizona area. But what impressed me the most is not only are they growing, and that's great, and they're trying to make sure that there are more drinkers coming.
Right.
They're going from a 15-barrel system to a 40-barrel system. Now, here's
that what, sounds like a lot, just in like lot. You okay. know number of barrels. But how much beer is in a barrel?
Exactly. Yeah. So let's just talk gallons of beer.
Okay.
That's going from 465 gallons of beer, which okay. still sounds good.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer. And now we're going to 1,240 gallons of beer.
I'm not a math guy, but that sounds like more than double.
Yep. just a little bit. I think we might have gone 3.5 times more beer. Yeah. So
1,200 gallons of beer.
Yes.
That's
a lot of beer.
Yeah, I can't even fathom how much that is.
So I got to do this. I'm going to pull up my calculator here for ounces. Because, I mean, right now we're going to be drinking out of a can today.
12-ounce can.
12-ounce can.
Mm-hmm.
So how many cans of beer is that, ladies and gentlemen? That's a question to know.
Well, there's 8 ounces in a cup and 4 cups in a pint. Yep. 4 pints in a gallon.
So, again, you're the math guy. You're smart. You're so smart here. Okay, I'm doing the math. Hold on. I got to pull it up here. Where is it?
You've called up ounces in a gallon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many ounces in a gallon? 64?
64.
Okay. Holy so 64 shit. Times 1,240.
That's yeah, you can pull that out of your head, right? Yeah. Come on, right now. Do it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm joking.
1,000. Close to 8,000 gallons?
What? No, that doesn't make sense.
Or 8,000 ounces, excuse me.
Yeah, 8,000 ounces.
Well, you got the calculator right in front of you.
I'm trying to
just
do the math. Let's do the math. Okay, let's make this easy.
1,240 times 64.
Times 64. Da, 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 da. Does that play? That is, wow. 79,360 beers.
Wow.
Wow.
Huh.
Huh. I'm going to tell
Wait,
you right
hold
now.
On.
That sounds like a lot.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
That's how many ounces?
That's, what's 12 ounces. That's
no,
what we're
no,
talking about.
No, no. I thought we were talking about the brewery because you had 12.
Oh, no, no, no. I want to go how many cans of beer is what I'm looking at.
So you'd have to divide by 12 because that would give you each.
That's what I'm okay, so divide that by 12?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay, so let's go with that.
Divide. Even by though 12. I'm not quite sure where your math is going right here, but that's fine.
That's 6,613 beers.
That's a lot of beer.
That's still a lot of beers.
That's a lot of beer. Yeah, okay.
At first I was like, wow, 80,000 beers. That's ridiculous.
I think something important we should probably say, though, wow. is... You know, a lot of people, I guess, even though we aren't in an undisclosed location,
yes.
People know we're from Arizona because we keep sponsoring the local beer scene and wanting to give them that. Now, it's weird that we haven't done this because when people think of our home state, this is usually the first thing that comes to mind. Considering
you mean the giant crack in the earth?
More yeah.
Known as the grandest of cracks in the earth?
It is our nickname, too, yeah. the Grand Canyon Grand State, where you have Grand Canyon Brewing Company.
It just makes sense.
It does.
Right?
I think it's brilliant on their part. And, you know, I've had a couple of their beers before, and I'm yeah. excited to go in and jump on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk a little bit about what's in the beer. So
you were doing some research on the hops.
Right? I was looking at malt. We've talked about hops before. And I think, you know, I'm always interested to learn about, you know, different beers and different things that go into it. Cause I think, you know, it's no surprise. I think to us, we're going to,
no.
we might dabble into a little bit of brewing at some point.
I hope so.
And, you know,
it'd be a dream come true. Right
I
there.
Think it'd be great.
You know, I mean, the best part about beer is you can always come up with an, in a lot of these craft beers,
mm-hmm.
Really kind of venture off where they'll start off with, for lack of a better way, I want to say it, make it a cliche, but your Steady Eddie.
You know,
this is where we started. This is where we got our, you know, and it's our true beer right from the beginning. But then they branch out and they go from just doing, yeah, we did an ale.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Then you go into a lager, an amber, a sour.
Yeah.
You know, which, goddamn, we both
which you've been talking
right
about.
Now. Oh, my God.
It might be time to break one of those out. We'll find
Maybe
it.
Maybe not next. Not,
not next one.
Not the next one.
No. We, yes. Let's do some research and yeah. find out something good to or bring to our listeners.
Absolutely.
Because this isn't haphazard. We're not just pulling stuff out of our
No, not at all. I mean, we really are planning a lot of this stuff. I mean, we've done that once or twice.
Yeah.
But it was because we... felt like let's keep going.
Yeah, sorry Budweiser.
Sorry, that's why Bud Light got the first pick. You were left behind by someone at a party.
Yeah, but
you were that one girl that nobody wanted to take back home. We brought you to the party, but we lost you halfway through.
But I mean, to be fair to our friends at Budweiser,
mm-hmm.
you know, you did start this you started this ball rolling, and we're very thankful for you. And
light beer,
yeah. Without you, this isn't going.
Yeah, I don't feel redneck without drinking Bud Light. Good point. Yeah.
Amen. But yeah, so when we talk about the brewing process, we've talked about hops quite a bit, and mm-hmm. you know, just to give our listeners, this one has the Cascade, Columbus, and Cluster hops, which we know from previous episodes are pretty good. But we haven't talked about malt yet.
No, we haven't.
And that's a very big part of beer.
Absolutely.
If you don't malt, you don't have malted barley, you don't have beer.
You don't.
I mean, it's one of the four key ingredients.
Absolutely.
So the malts they're using this, much like hops, different brewers and breweries will mix in different types of malts and hops to get different flavors and different bodies and things like that. So this one uses Pale, Munich, and Crystal. And I didn't know a lot about the malt. I mean, we all know the basics of brewing beer, kind of, you know, mm-hmm. you go through the different process.
And all that, yeah.
Right. You know, it's not very complicated science, but it's definitely a science nonetheless.
Definitely a science to it.
Yeah.
And temperatures can fluctuate the flavors of the beer. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the people that are doing this are professionals, and we respect what they're doing and want to make sure that we give them the full credit that is due.
We want to be like you, eh?
Exactly. Yeah. And So this one uses the Munich malt, which from my research is basically the luxury edition of malts. So I guess there's some that are a lower down, which are, you know, kind of like a, I guess the American two row is the base model. That's
it's
your
not German.
It is not. That is your that's your Ford Fiesta of malts.
Aha.
It'll get you from point A to point B, but it's not blowing anybody's hair back.
At least it's not the Pinto. Of malts, right? It could be worse. Yeah, yeah.
It's not the Gremlin. It doesn't start fire when someone runs into it. But the Munich malt is, you know, exactly the luxury edition.
Nice.
You know, people say it's a Cadillac. They didn't know they mean Lexus, but not
a little
shout out to the wire. But this one is definitely the best. It's super useful. It's like a utility knife, if you will. It's like it can blend in with different flavors. It can take the main flavor, and it goes into a lot of different ones. I mean, we can see it in Doppelbocks, you can see it in Ambers, which we'll see in this one, mm-hmm. a lot of other darker stuff, and it can also work equally in a lighter beer.
Okay.
So this is the one that is really all over the place. It can do whatever you want it to do. And so, much like many things with beer, it's gonna have kind of a bready flavor to it.
Oh, cool.
And you know, I think we'll see that in many beers. You get that kind of like fresh dough or fresh bread smell or taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see how it plays into our amber ale here.
I'm excited.
So, I mean, it's a great beer. I have had the pleasure of having this one before, and
oh, yeah?
I'm excited. So,
well, I have not had this one from Grand Canyon. I mean, I'm expecting it to be much like, you know, we did our Amber Bock.
Mm-hmm.
Our Amber Bock episode, which, you know, it came out a little bit more darker because,
yep.
you know, being, you know, they a box style beer. But this one's probably going to be a little bit more, you know, richer in reds and bronze coloring.
That's what I was thinking. It'd be like an amber, but closer to that reddish amber.
Exactly.
I'm talking about colors like I can see them. But
I'm giving you the credit. Run with it, bro.
Yeah, in styles of beers, more closer right. to a red than an amber. But, you know, let's try it out. Let's see.
The can's cool, too.
The Grand Canyon does a great job
amazing.
Setting up a can. And we talked about before about buying with your eyes.
Yep. I'd buy with this.
Yeah, is that like a sepia tone that they have in the back there?
I'm sorry, did you say a sepia tone?
Yeah.
Like a brown sepia tone?
Yeah.
It's more of a yellowish
okay.
color, you know, not the, you know, your normal brownish sepia. I see where you're going with there.
Yeah, but it's got kind of like that aged yeah. Western
yes.
look to it. And
perfect.
I think that's beautiful. Yeah. They got the mountains in the back. You got the longhorn skull.
Too. Yeah. When do you see a brown can?
And it looks like different colors of brown.
Different variations of brown. I mean, obviously, it looks like you got the Grand Canyon kind of in the background, the horizon of it. It's
mm-hmm.
awesome. I love the longhorn at the bottom.
Oh yeah,
that is so cool. You know, and then just the logo, the Grand Canyon logo.
It's great.
Awesome, right?
The way the is constructed, the different parts of it that look like they're patched out to show that aged quality. Very nice.
And then brewing company with a star between the brewing and company, and at the very bottom it actually says handcrafted.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it.
So I
think it's time.
Yeah, I'm excited to open this up. I'm excited to. And then to give a shout out to your
sister,
former teammate Sarah,
yeah,
and dad's former player. Is that?
Yep. So yeah. Sarah, we appreciate what you and your husband have pulled together, and we're ready to give these a try and let you know what we think. All right,
let's open it up. Beautiful sound.
I love that sound every time.
All right, to your health.
Oh, I do smell that bread already. To your health, sir.
Yeah. Oh. I like it.
I do like that.
Now, the taste, again, great. We do get that bread taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
We get a nice full flavor.
Yes.
There's no aftertaste to it. It's just a clean, fresh taste of. It's got a little bit of bread and a little bit of.
What are you getting there?
I don't know. It almost has like a honey. Like in the background,
like a
of
sweetness.
It. Yeah, like a sweetness at the end.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no, it's very good.
Yeah, the bread's really what's sticking out to me on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I mean,
yeah.
it's a great beer just to sit there and keep drinking. Like mm-hmm. I can't really put my finger on what I'm getting out of it. You know what I mean? As weird as it sounds.
Yeah, it's got it.
I don't want to say complex, but kind of, you know?
It is complex. It has a, so you get the bread, and then it has a very dry, crisp finish to it.
Yeah.
Almost like a, not like a champagne, but like a, like that,
yeah, that bubbly dry at the very taste end, the dry at the end. Of your tongue.
Yeah, yeah, and I, that, yeah, which is good. I think this would go, I mean, I don't pair food a lot, but I would imagine this could go really well with like a, I mean, most people put beer and steak together, but this could go really well.
No,
with,
yeah, like that, a nice piece of red meat.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely, like a prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
This prime rib, maybe a little of horseradish cream. Oh,
yeah,
my
there you
God.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Delish.
That's
right, it. The water just...
That's what we're talking about. All right. At the end of the podcast, we're going to find some prime
rib. You
guys
rib. Have a great night. We're out of here. I got to go eat. So, you know, here's the one thing I'm going to... How many beers have we had so far that we've recognized the Munich malts?
That we've recognized it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I maybe is kind of standing out to me is this tastes like beers I've had before mm-hmm. that have come from Germany. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that, I think maybe that's what might be playing a little bit more into this, is okay. that whole German style of brewing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit different than the United States, you know?
Yeah. It's got a, it's definitely brewed with care and handcrafted. But
it's handcrafted deliciousness.
It is delicious, and I'm excited to keep working with this. So why don't you roll so you goes first.
Okay.
So the dropping of the can, because we are using... we got koozies.
Oh.
Yeah, we got
fancy koozies
it
now.
It does make it a little bit
oh, I know what
less
I'm
pronounced.
Do. I know
you
got
to take it out.
I'm
going to
take it and crush it.
Yeah,
I'm going to take it and crush.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
going
to do.
All right. So all right. we're figuring out problems left and right. All right, you sir rolled a 4.
Yes.
I rolled a 6. I'm going to go first and go for a 3.
Wonderful. The time has begun.
The time has begun. As I start the timer, we're going to remind you that we are playing, the classic edition.
Yes.
Blue
geography.
Is geography. Pink is
entertainment.
Yellow is.
Where were you going with that?
I was gonna say history is yellow, but then I realized I screwed up the. Yeah.
Yellow is history. Yes.
All right. What about purple? What do we got for that?
The dreaded autumn literature.
Dreaded? Would you say dreaded?
Well, for me, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, my dread goes to the green, which is
science and nature.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that one. And then we finish up with orange.
Sports and leisure, or sports and other.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Affectionately known as sports and other shit. Because I gotta imagine.
How many sports questions do we actually get?
Not a lot.
You
know, because of this game, thank you to this game and, you know, the feedback we've gotten from our listeners and other things, I've learned so much about shoes, about cooking, about other things I don't associate with sports, like yachting. And upright paddleboarding.
Yep.
And
what's
the other one?
What was that one that we had with the Olympics?
Squash. Trampoline jumping. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Handball. Yeah.
Handball. Yeah. I did actually look that up. That seems like an interesting game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not advocating we try it or make an Olympic sport, but whatever.
Yeah, it could be fun.
3. I'm going to start with to show that. Yeah, I'm going to go with art and literature. I'm going to go to your dread,
your love.
Sometimes.
You seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, because I feel good about literature. I've read a book or two. In fact, I finished a book this morning, so it was good.
What book was that?
Well, so I read The Movies and Other Things by Shea Serrano.
Okay.
Wonderful. And I read The Last Punisher by I hope I don't screw up his name, Kevin Locks, about the Battle of Remedy in Iraq and his interactions with SEAL Team 3. So
that's pretty cool.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Suggest
it to anyone?
I would suggest it to everybody. My only critiques would be is sometimes it's a little repetitive. You know, just like in the way he expresses himself.
Okay.
But I think it's probably one of the better books I've read about war and brotherhood and how that that experience affects human beings both as a team and as an individual. And, you know, my hat's off to the SEALs and all the wonderful things that they do to protect us.
Absolutely.
It is a fantastic book.
That's great.
I laughed. I cried.
I laughed. I cried.
I'm ready to buy a t-shirt.
There you go.
And he suggested some other books, which I'm looking forward to read. So.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are they more brother-in-arm type books?
There's some. There's some that are on psychology. Some that are on, there's one that's, on killing and the difference between, like, how... You know, a kill in combat is different than like a kill in the civilian world, and how You know, I'm brutalizing this from reading it and not being fully aware of all those ideas, but what separates like a soldier from like some of the sociopaths that would commit murder in like a standard area of living, like the civilian world. So,
okay, like it's down the road is what you're saying. No, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, I've yet to kill anyone that doesn't deserve it. So,
well, there you go. So, alrighty, starting it off with an Auden Lynch question.
Let's do it.
Which former New York Ranger enforcer was once an intern at Vogue magazine?
Oh, I'm a Flyers fan.
Yeah,
and you know, I hate the Rangers.
I don't blame you.
So you probably I think just as a hockey fan, you should hate this, you know, this team. But you know, all due respect to Mark Messier, but I think that's Sean Avery, because I thought that was Avery. I also remember thinking that because he was a I like how it says enforcer there, and I hope it says enforcer in quotation marks, because he was
quotation marks, but
yeah, he was a bit of a dirty player.
Yep.
Yeah. And I realize this, you know, after saying that I'm a Flyers fan and a fan of the Broad Street Bullies. Yeah.
Who? Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's it could be rough. So, Sean, if you're listening, I respect you as a hockey player, but
that's it.
Yeah. So, I'm dropping the gloves and sticks as soon as I see you.
Oh man.
And you're kicking my butt.
I was gonna say. I'll have popcorn and videotape waiting. So
yeah, because I think he, you know, based on his playing days, I'm going to guess he has about, you know, 4 inches and about 60 pounds on me.
And that's taking the skates off?
That's taking the skates off, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a little bit there, man.
Yeah, yeah, if we're fighting on skates, I'm screwed, because...
We're in Arizona.
Yeah, I look like Bambi out there. I was like, sorry, sir. since of that, I'm not dropping the stick.
I'd hold on to that. Yeah. You might want to keep the gloves on.
Maybe
too.
A taser.
Yeah, it's freaking A, man.
Don't shoot him. You'll make him mad.
Don't shoot him. All right,
go ahead.
Good reference there.
Candy Graham from Hong
Kong. Okay, we're on geography. Which country's flag features a cedar tree?
How is it have you ever had a flag question in this? Okay. I've had quite a few flag questions.
Lots of flag questions.
And I do like flags.
I do, too.
I have I'm a big fan. I think it's... I know it's in the Middle East, and... I'm between a couple countries, because that, you know... The smaller ones all kind of run together. I know they're very important and very distinct and have different cultures, but, like, the flags kind of... It's hard to separate them.
Yeah, but...
I think it's Lebanon.
For the Lebanese, the cedar symbolizes freedom and hope, sir.
Oh,
Lebanon
nice.
It is.
So
I'm going to tell you right now, this beer, the more I keep drinking it, it reminds me of Irish soda bread. So when me
Okay.
So me and my dad, we went to Ireland together, and we spent 10 days there. And I think we had 2 hotel reservations, and that was it. The rest were all bed and breakfasts, where you walk up and say, hey, got a room? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We'll take it. And every morning you wake up and you have the Irish breakfast.
Right.
And always served with Irish soda bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dark, dense bread.
Yeah.
Delicious. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, spread some Kerrygold butter on it. Mm. Every time I take a sip, all I keep thinking to myself is, wow, I know this flavor. I've had this flavor. I don't know what it is. Probably not what they meant to do, but goddamn, it's reminding me. Non-stop of it.
Well, that's good. Especially, I think that's the power, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. the power of food and beverage is, you know, so much is based on smell and taste, which are two of the most, you know, acute memory triggering senses that we have. And so when you activate those taste buds and those olfactory nerves, it really ties to those memories. And that seems like a very positive...
It was a great memory.
Yeah, and that's
aside
something
from, like, white-knuckling, taking turns... Because I drove.
Oh, okay. It's like, I've been in the car with your dad. I can understand this.
No.
I've also been in the car with you, so I can
understand. You can understand that one, too.
Yeah.
No, we were freaking driving through down the Ring of Kerry, right?
Uh-huh.
And the Ring of Kerry is just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And my dad's, like, holding on the, you know, shit bar, and he's holding on the side, and he's wanting me to slow down, right?
Yeah.
And I am, like,
freaking out because, one, not only is this a small Fiat, which barely fits in the lanes in Ireland.
Right.
Okay, so that just tells you how it's not like the United States where, you know, you could fit a giant semi-truck in the same lane you're driving your Honda Civic. You know, so I'm driving this little Fiat, and I'm going through the... My dad's thinking I'm going too fast, and all of a sudden I get blown by this BMW.
Woo!
She just flies by me. I mean, just takes its corner. I mean, she's on her rail. I mean...
Thanks, Jason Statham.
Exactly. That's how it felt like, right? So my dad looks at it, and he's like, holy crap, she just flew by, and then looks at the speed limit, and I'm about 35 kilometers slower than what the speed limit was. Like, already. So
they're not messing around over there.
No, God, no.
Like, we want to get where we're going.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, ah, my bad. It was crazy because it's the other opposite side of the road, right? You know, but at the same point in time, it's a beautiful drive, beautiful country, amazing beer, amazing food. God damn, I want to go back to Ireland.
Well, that's the first stop on our tour.
Absolutely. not even a question.
Okay.
History.
Yeah, we're on history. Here we go.
Which war did not take place in the 20th century? Spanish.
I was hoping you could just say one. I was like, quite a few.
Quite a few. There's a couple.
Right, I'm sorry.
Please name a couple. You know, Spanish-American War.
Okay.
French-Algerian War. I'm sorry. Algerian War. And World War One.
Is not in the 19th century? Or not in the 20th
which
century?
Which war did not take place in the 20th century?
Oh, okay. Spanish-American War.
Spanish-American War.
If I remember my... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's like, if I remember my Hemingway correctly, that's in the late 1800s, right? 1890s?
Very good, sir.
Yeah, all right.
So late that it was only 2 years before the 19th century.
Really?
Yep, 1898.
Okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
Well played, sir.
Well, yeah. See, reading is important, folks.
Reading is important, yes.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. All right. Science is.
I
guess as we're stopping by our first pie, now would be a good time to let our audience know about our Steady Eddie.
I was going to say, sir, it is science and nature.
It is science and nature.
I have a couple Steady Eddies from Arizona, from Husk Brewing's Arizona Light, ready.
Thank you very much.
In case.
I mean, we haven't heard the question yet, but yes, the Steady Eddie brought to us by Shannon O'Mara, who is
Is it O'Mara though?
Strand, yeah.
Strand, she's married.
Yeah. She's married.
We gotta get Pat there. You know, the dude.
He's the man.
Yeah, absolutely. We love the Pat.
But yeah, so that is a rule. We've established quite a few rules.
Yeah.
The Steady Eddie. What happens when you spill your beer?
Yeah, man. What the heck do you do when you spill your beer, man?
Well, apparently you lose a pie.
You lose your pie. You start over. Yeah. You go to the beginning. I'm getting a little emotional.
I'm stopped. I'm getting emotional too because I not only did I lose a good beer, and I lost a pie.
But you still kicked our
ass. But I still came back. And laid the smacketh down.
It was funny. I think when I was listening to that episode, I was sitting there thinking to myself, I'm going, you know what? No matter what we do to stop him, you just can't stop him. I tell you.
I thought you were going to say, I was listening to that, and you were really a petulant little whiner.
Who, me? Oh, no, that's no big deal. Well, here's the thing. I've realized, having Shannon on the show with us for that episode, it is very much a, stroke of the beard. How can we find ways to stop the Matt O'Mara? And it is very much, for lack of a better way, you are, and I don't know how else to really put this, the Captain Marvel of...
Wow.
The
I'm Brie Larson, pocket. Huh?
Well, I mean, she has an Oscar, so go
with that. Yes, she does, for Room. Yeah.
Room, yep.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean...
Also answered on this podcast.
Also answered on this podcast. But she's the most powerful mutant out there. Or not mutant, but superhero out there.
I haven't been called a mutant in a long time.
Well, I mean...
But that's okay.
It's only because it's a bad hair day for you. That's all it is, it's okay?
That's all right. Put the hat back on. All right, we're on.
Science and nature. This has been a tangent-y show so far.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah,
because we're going to get a pie here, and we're going to hopefully get a pie here.
Okay, this one is a fun one.
Okay.
They're in the fridge. Just want to make sure you're aware.
Okay.
Which living, as I do quote-unquotes in the air, fossil is harvested by the millions year and by millions each year so its blood can be used to test new medicines?
Oh, that's a crab.
What kind of crab? That's the problem.
Is it the... I know it's got... It's got blue blood, which they use to like yes. test different shit on. Sorry, that was very technical. Is it?
No, it's actually it includes. I'm going to give you this part.
Oh wow, really?
It's baby blue blood binds with any wow. bacterial baby contamination.
Blue blood binds.
Well, what kind of crab is it? That's the what the hell part.
The horseshoe crab?
It is the horseshoe crab.
Okay.
Why did I even think that you might trip on this one?
Because that's a tough one, man. That's
wow.
Like, I knew about that.
I've never even heard of
that. I've seen that question on Jeopardy before.
Really?
Because they use it to, like, test different toxins on. You know, okay. To, like, to find antidotes. But, yeah. That, damn. Yeah. Crabs. Not just great with butter.
I tell you, stuff them in Oriano. It's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. The other day, man.
We have a...
Blue.
May I have blue, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Got some geography going here for you. Which island is the site of the only U.S. national park south of the equator?
Yeah, we know this one because some of our favorite people are from here. Yeah, because we smell what they're cooking. This is American Samoa.
I do smell what he's cooking.
Yeah.
He's the most electrifying entertainer in the entire world.
That's true. Yeah.
And in sports entertainment. It used to be just sports entertainment, but now,
let's the
be
world.
Honest.
Although, so I recently flew to visit some family, and on the plane I watched Hobbs and Shaw.
How was that?
Because
I like both of them.
And I like
love
both
Idris
Elba.
What the frick?
Idris Elba. He's the best. No man wears a coat like him. No. He broods better than anyone I've ever seen. I love this dude. Not just greatest Stringer Bell, but everything.
Mm-hmm.
Love him as Luther when you actually hear his British accent, not just slipping into it as he's trying to have a Baltimore accent. but no, he's fantastic. The movie's, I mean, it's not great, but it's not meant to be like...
It's part of the Fast... Well,
it's part of the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, kind of. It's brought to you by them, you know, so...
It's their characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and
spin-off, you know.
They're great.
Right?
They're just awesome.
Okay, So I'm probably one of the few Americans in the country that will sit here and tell you I have never seen any of the Jumanjis, except for the Robin Williams version.
Right.
But The Rock with Kevin Hart and Jack Black, I've never seen any of those.
Oh, it's hilarious. The first one. I haven't seen the second one.
Okay.
I don't know if the second one's out. I don't know.
It is. So it's out. Yeah. It's out in theaters, and somebody I know actually just saw it. Excuse me. Wow. They said it was better.
Okay.
I was like, really? They like, yeah, The Rock and Kevin Hart have, you know, the different characters from the last movie, so and they get into the video game as like Danny DeVito and Danny Glover, and I'm like,
what
hold on,
I love crazy. All those guys
exactly. So, and everybody was like, and Danny DeVito's in it. I go, yeah, I heard that first part the first time,
yeah,
but it's like, okay, so hold on, who is Dwayne Johnson playing? Is he Danny Glover, or he has to be Danny DeVito just to be
I hope he's Danny DeVito.
Oh my god, let's see those acting chops.
I
holy
would love
smokes
it.
Right.
So his name in that is Dr. Bravestone.
Okay.
And I've actually had my students call me that at one time.
That's pretty cool.
Because it's the only way I'm going to ever be cool. So
no, man, you're cool in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I guess so.
Come on. You do a beer drinking podcast.
Because of the friends I keep. That's why.
Sir.
I'm on art and literature.
You are on art and literature.
I'm going to slay my nemesis and hopefully your nemesis at the same time.
Nemesis. How dare we bring up nemesis? all right.
That's not how a nemesis works. Is that?
Are they a nemini? I don't know. Nemesi? What do they call it?
When you have multiple nemesis?
Yes.
Yeah, nemesi? Or nemesis? Oh. Nemesi. Yeah.
Yes. Art and literature.
Here we go.
Science and nature. Which thriller, which debuted forensic psychologist Alex Cross, is James Patterson's most popular work of 2016?
Probably all. It's Along Came a Spider.
Along Came a Spider.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I like that one. You know, James Harrison's a really good writer.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I believe Along Came a Spider, isn't that Morgan Freeman who plays him in the movie? Yeah. And if you have, you know, God playing you, probably doing okay.
You're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to agree. Sorry, let's just get that out of the way.
That's a... Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
So... Jimmy has crushed one beer. He is the tally is 6-2.
This is very upsetting. This beer is like just pops.
It's
open.
It can't wait. It
it's like, get me out of here.
It knows it needs to be consumed.
I want to be consumed, y'all.
Yeah, and it says, just, you know, come on with it. What do you got?
Pop my top, consume me.
May I have an art and literature question, please?
Well, that'd be a weird song.
Yeah,
pop my.
That's
top,
a Katy Perry song.
Right there. Right?
Yeah. She's probably got that recorded already.
Popeye top, I'm thirsty.
That doesn't work the same. I was trying to do it with firework. They didn't work out so well.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Yeah, we'll change it. We'll work out.
I drank a beer and I liked it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, you like that one.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, here we go.
Maybe that should be our...
Oh, there we go. Katie, for listening, come redo your song.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. I mean, it got you started, but at the same point in time, we're just saying.
Yeah, come on down.
Come on down.
We're always looking for people to come and join us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we've had one guest. But I know we have other people who have offered to come on.
Yeah, we got a couple in the waiting room.
Yeah.
That are looking to be joining us, and you know, we'll keep you up to date as that happens. You know, mm-hmm. follow us on all our social media. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. At Twitter, it's at Trivial Drink.
Twitter is Drinks Trivial.
Trivial. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. I always get them backwards. It's the one that's backwards.
It's so confusing.
Right? And then at Instagram, Facebook, it's at trivial.drinks.podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know what you're feeling. You know, check out our social media. That's a great way to communicate with us.
Yeah. Always looking for feedback. Always looking for a way to share us and get our message out there.
Support your local beer. Drink locally. We're on Literature again.
We are, yeah.
Which comically inclined literary magazine has been published from New York since 1925? I already know this.
Is that the New Yorker?
It is the New Yorker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad they put the date in that because I was like, it could be Harper's, but...
Right?
Yeah, the New Yorker's not as old as that. No, I think Harper started in the
1800s, right? Yeah.
So...
All right. Here, let me get that out of your way.
No, you're fine. I'm rolling again. We're just going to keep rolling.
My pies are trying to come closer to my piece.
Yeah.
Because it's so far in the middle there.
I'm sorry. Right?
No, it's not a problem. It's
That's
all
okay.
good. All right, we're on sports and other shite.
And it is a?
It is actually a sports question.
What?
Kind of.
Yeah. Yachts?
Pam Postum became the first woman to assume which role in Major League Baseball?
Well, it can't be commissioner because that hasn't happened. So let's go with umpire.
It is umpire, and that is the only reason I say kind of sports because who likes the umpire?
Nobody. See, and I always thought,
I always bring an extra set of glasses for when I go to a game.
Well, you know, I am engaged in a profession where I have to deal with referees on quite often, and sometimes
have heard me say a thing or two.
Yeah, and sometimes it's contentious, but it's always out of respect and love for the game. However, I've always been of the opinion that if you know, in the professional sports, because if you know who the umpire or referee is,
mm-hmm.
that means they have made themselves bigger than the game. Like, say in baseball, Lance Diaz,
yep.
Joe West,
yep,
like. You're a part of the game. You're not bigger than the game.
Yep.
People are there to see the players and the game, not to see you.
That is correct.
Okay? When you start acting like Leslie Nielsen in...
Well, hold on. Wait. I mean, if you have... what's his name?
Frank Drebin?
No, I was going Frank Drebin. I was going to completely... Palazzo.
Enrico Palazzo.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you have Enrico Palazzo out there playing an umpire. I mean, what do you do? Yes, it's Frank Drebin. Yes,
No, he is not only sang the national anthem.
Yeah.
Sort of. He umpired the game and saved the queen.
And saved the queen.
Enrico Palazzo so forever.
Saved the queen. It's such a good movie.
I love
that movie.
Yeah, the only thing that made me like OJ.
Okay, so it's so funny. One of my favorite parts of that whole movie is when OJ at the very end comes back.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how you doing? And he smacks him on the back.
Yeah.
He's still in the wheelchair. And all of a sudden you just see this big body fly up out of the chair. I lost it the first time I saw that. I still remember it.
It's a great series.
It's a great movie.
I like all three of them.
I must kill the queen. All right, we are on Science and Nature.
Ugh.
All right. In texting, what does IMHO mean?
IMHO. In my humble opinion?
It is in my humble opinion. The statement that follows is often anything but humble. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
thank you for that note, Trivial Pursuit.
May I have entertainment, please?
Yeah, sure.
In my humble opinion.
I'm excited to read this one.
Okay.
I wish this was for a pie. It'd be so much more enjoyable for you.
Okay.
What was the name of the symbol used to identify the singer Prince?
Love Symbol number two?
There you go.
Yeah! Wow. So those people listening
at home. For all those that are not a little girl and understand, like Matt. Matt loves Prince.
I do love Prince.
So much.
In fact.
We actually at one point talked about our first, like our entry song being.
Party Man.
Party Man from Prince in the movie Batman, which is also Matt's favorite superhero.
Yeah.
In the world of DC, yes, mine would be also be Batman. Primarily because Batman is, for lack of a better way, known as DC's Iron Man. But well, both have money. Greatest superpower of all time.
Yeah, it's true.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Batman came first.
Yeah, but, you know, someone has the balls to walk out and say, I'm Iron Man. How you doing there, Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, how's that work out for him?
He's doing just fine.
Yeah, he's doing just fine.
I love you, 3000.
No.
Can we grab a cheeseburger after this?
That sounds delicious.
Do you just want to cry even more now? Shit. I mean, shite. I don't know if cussing in German makes it better.
No.
Oh.
I do. So, hot take here. I think Prince is better. Well, not only because he didn't molest children, but I think Prince is better than Michael Jackson. I think he is more talented and did more for music than
So did Michael Jackson play an instrument?
I think he could play the piano.
Okay. I think you're right on that one. But did he play guitar like Prince did?
Prince only played guitar. In fact, and...
Was he also a good bassist?
Well, in his first... After... So he, you know, obviously he played with the Revolution. But when he left... When the band split, he made an entire album where, much like Billy Joel, he did not only all the vocals... So did his own four-part harmony they set up.
That's pretty cool.
He played every single instrument, drums, guitar, piano, bass. The man is a legend. Wrote songs for not only himself but other people.
Other people, yes.
Yeah. So I could go on about Prince all day.
No, I know. I know you love Prince. And I think you're almost at this point you're rubbing off. Because if you were looking at my playlist, I was downloading music the other day while in Tucson for work. You know, you're in a hotel room, you don't have a whole lot to do other than work, and once you got work done, all right, music.
Yeah,
you know, so I started downloading a bunch of Prince songs. So I'm like, this is a good song, man. I do like
so
this.
Many good songs,
right?
Yeah, so. It may or may not be much. So Spotify does your best, what you played over the decade, and he was definitely near the top. The best of Prince is always up there.
I believe that.
Along with, you know, Broadway and Whitney and some other things as well. It's weird.
That's
so you see, like, the different things that you see is, like, best of Broadway, best of Prince, rap caviar. It's like, who's listening to the station? It's like, that's me.
Mine doesn't look much like that.
Yeah.
I would probably say, you know, weirdly enough, the Broadway would be there. I also would probably have best of, like, Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, Michael Bublé.
I do like the bubbles.
I like that jazzy, you know, I like jazz. Yeah. It's really good stuff. But then also follow up with, like, Metallica, you know, Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
Just saying. a little harder after a bit there.
And that's,
it's like,
fine.
The people will walk in and be like, really? This you like this? I'm like... Kind of do.
Yeah, that's all over the place.
Right?
Yeah.
It's very eclectic, you know?
I think that's a great word for it. Eclectic.
Thank you.
You like what you like.
You like what you like, exactly. Science of Nature again, sir?
I guess so. I'm trying to get to that blue pie.
All right. Which piece of music by Beethoven determined the size of the first CD? 4.8 inches wide and big enough to for 75 minutes of music. I'm going to reread that because I didn't see how this was going. I was like,
I think they're asking for a random piece of Beethoven music, right?
They are.
Okay.
But so which piece of music by Beethoven determined the size of the first CD? 4.8 inches wide and big enough for 75 minutes of music. That's actually really cool.
Oh.
This is really cool. I actually am very excited about it. I like classical music.
Yeah. I don't think I know this one, so I'm just going to go with that to get the points.
Mother
and then
trucker.
Turn it over to you.
You son of a monkey's uncle.
Is that a...
Matt happens to be up to 11 points. I am catching up with 2.
How many... I don't...
Oh, my God. I hope you get Sports and Leisure a couple times here.
Me too.
No, because there's a really good question I want to ask you, which is like a duh.
Oh, okay. 75 minutes?
75 minutes.
Beethoven.
Beethoven. He had a lot of symphonies.
Yeah.
Which one is this?
I didn't really have a lot.
For a deaf guy, he did
pretty well. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess I've never composed a symphony, but I think he had. Nine? But I don't know if that's what it is. Let's go to his first symphony.
You going to the first symphony?
Sure.
So first symphony.
Yeah.
Is actually his ninth symphony.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
my classical music isn't very knowledgeable, but isn't that the Unfinished Symphony? Is that what it's called?
I believe that's what it's called, yes.
Yeah, even though it is complete.
It is complete.
Yeah.
But it's
wasn't he working on it when he died?
When he died,
okay.
Exactly. So here's the part that I thought this was kind of cool about this.
Okay.
Ninth Symphony being the answer.
Uh-huh.
Sony's president, a music guru, chose its dimensions.
Oh, like, of the CD,
of the
so
CD
they would fit
based
that?
Off of that one symphony.
Huh, nice, like, musical aficionado.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I was like, huh, well played.
Huh.
You know, okay, so.
So how many symphonies do you have? Is that what you're.
What's that?
Oh, no, I guess if asking, he's working just, when he died, that'd
yeah,
be ninth.
Yeah, be ninth, yeah.
Duh.
So, okay, you know Andre Rieu? I hope I'm saying that right. Violinist.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
So, we talk about writing pieces. Did you know that Anthony Hopkins did a piece when he was younger? And Andre Rieu actually played that piece for him and his wife while they're in a part of an audience.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Honestly, if you get a chance to listen, look it up. Seriously, YouTube this stuff, guys.
Uh-huh.
It is an absolutely gorgeous piece. And know that he did this back when he was young. Anthony Hopkins wrote this piece.
And
Hannibal Lecter wrote this piece of music. Wow.
That kind of fits into his persona.
It does.
And then Andre Rieu, the violinist. The
violinist. Him and his orchestra actually play, which, by the way, they're coming to Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, just letting you know. Go check him out.
Oh.
He's an amazing violinist. But at the same point in time, it's an amazing piece. It really is. So, again, YouTube it. It is so good. Okay. It's a beautiful
I'm going to put it into my notes.
Yeah, by the way. So, I am rolling. This is cool. Awesome. Yes, three. I think I'm going to go sports and other shit because that's usually where I'm at.
Here we go.
Cool.
You got this one. This is a nice, easy leadoff. Here we go.
Okay, a leadoff. I hope it's a baseball reference.
It is not. I'm sorry.
I got excited.
I was going with sports. They're going with sports.
Oh, okay.
In tennis, what is it called when a player wins all four major tournaments in the same year?
I'm not a tennis fan. I'm sorry, guys.
Hitting all four in the same year.
So, okay. I want to make sure I at least know. Wimbledon won, right?
Yes.
The U.S. Open.
Yes.
Australian Open.
Yes. I think the other one's the French Open.
French Open. Okay, I was thinking French because I was like, France, I think, has quite a bit.
I think those are all four.
I think those are the four.
Sorry, tennis people, if you know, don't
They're
play.
Like, you son of a... All right, my bad. If you win all four of those...
In the same year.
In the same year.
You have won this. It's called the...
I'm going to go with Grand Slam.
It is.
Grand Slam. Okay,
yes,
cool.
Not just something at Denny's or in baseball. It is also...
I like
it. It's also tennis.
Tennis.
Yeah.
The Grand Slam breakfast just got me all my tennis winnings.
There you go. Oh.
Shit. Oh. Art and literature pie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Would you like me to grab an Arizona Light right now?
You know what? I'm just going to get up and I'm going to...
Is it really that bad? It's that bad, isn't it?
It is hard, man.
Man. It's going to be like, and who is Dr. Seuss's best friend's dog's friend?
Best friend's dog's friend.
Damn it. He has a friend? Asshole.
It is a... This is a difficult question. I did a double take when I read it.
Oh, crap.
So...
Okay.
Here we go. But you never know what people know.
That's true.
And you don't know what you know until you know.
I'm pretty sure I don't know.
Go ahead. All right. Here we go. Art and literature.
Let's see if I know this.
Which bicycle riding fashion photographer... captured street style for the New York Times. I know.
So let's just go ahead and pop that open.
This is a...
That's a tough question. I've never even heard of...
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Damn it, you give him all the easy ones.
Yes, there's so many people that I've talked to. They're like, how does he get... Seriously, you get like these ridiculous ones, and he's obviously, no offense, the smart one. I'm like, no, we call it. He's the thinker, I'm the drinker. It's fine. Love but that. Goddamn the questions he gets sometimes. Like, I know. Try being me, reading it. Going, I don't even want to finish the question. Fuck it. You already know it. Here, who's this? Damn, fantastic. I'm moving on. You know?
I will be the first to admit, I do get some...
Holy Mueller Trucker Batman.
I do get some really easy questions. And I think what the difference is here.
Yes.
And as my dad used to say, is he would, you know, just beat the tar out of me.
Not physically. He's
no,
nice
like in yeah, in Trivial Pursuit, he would just, he would kick my butt all the time.
I have an idea. I'm bringing him on. Go ahead. You'll never hear that, I'm sure.
No,
not of course.
But yeah, as he would just kick my butt, he would say a lot of times. One, it's the luck of the question. I mean, you don't know
absolutely
what you're gonna get at any given time. But also, like, he used to answer so many more questions than I did that he was guaranteed to, just by a sheer average of questions that he got, to get some easy ones.
Right. No, I agree. And I think that plays into it, too. The more you get, the more options you have. You know? I mean, I hate to say it, we'll probably go through, what, 5 questions if I'm lucky by the end of the game for myself? Where you might go through, well, I got 3 cards in front of me. I've all have 6. I'm sure I'll end up with a 4th card in front of me.
Well, I got
so let's just say 24 questions.
Okay.
all right. So go ahead and pull your timer out.
Which bicycle riding fashion photographer captured street style for the New York Times? Do you even do you want to know what this person's name is?
Not until I down the beer.
All right. Okay. On your go, sir. The timer is lined up.
Can I see it real quick?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I like seeing the time. For some reason, it gives me like a...
idea. You don't just have to have the clock in your head. You could see it on the scoreboard. That's fine.
It just makes it easier. So it's like, you know, taking free... I'm going.
Okay. Jimmy is off to the races, and he has started. He is consuming the beer. Now, he has done this before to great success and, you know, with significant aplomb. I'm amazed by this because, obviously, we've talked about him being the... Wow. Done, so... And I think that was record time.
20 seconds.
In 20 seconds. I am...
God damn, that is a really good beer, too.
The Arizona Light by Huss Brewing.
It almost has a grapey taste to it. I don't know what it is. I know that sounds really weird, but...
Is that the Sauvignon grapes that are in there? Not grapes.
Is that in that one?
I don't know. I have to go back and look at my notes. So the bicycle riding fashion photographer captured street style for the New York Times is Bill Cunningham. Bill Cunningham.
That's so weird. I was going to say John Johnson.
John Johnson.
Which is
so,
not, I think.
It's so close. No.
Wow.
No. I'm, in fact,
yeah.
So that is the only hard question on that entire card.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know what?
You chose the wrong lane to go down, because you would have... I think you would have gotten at least 4 of these other questions.
Okay. Well, it's the luck of the draw.
It's the luck of the draw.
It is what it is.
Here we go.
Okay.
I gotta say this again. That I'm always amazed that you can do that.
What? Dumb beer?
Yeah, you just like destroyed that whole can of beer.
So, okay, I'm not gonna lie, because when you play someone as an amazing opponent as you are, how do you are, trust me, I mean, you obviously think a drink a
Wait, if somebody wants to make that shirt again.
God, that's great. Well, don't let them, we need to.
Well, we do it. Yeah, you know, the hell with you. Forget.
The hell with you. No, but to think about it, it's one of those where it's like, I actually was driving going, okay, how can I consume it faster?
How can I?
I actually was thinking that while driving, weirdly enough. I travel a lot in my job.
Yeah.
You know, my outside job.
We both drive a lot. You drive a ton.
Yes.
But yeah, that's time with your thoughts when you can process things and, you know.
Absolutely. So I thought to myself, is it a rule or would it be breaking a rule to pour it into a cup?
No.
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 Okay. Cool. Because I thought to myself, what if I was to pour that into a cup? Because I bet you then I can down it faster because it's not as restrictive as a can.
That's true.
Or a bottle.
That's true. It's a wire, you know, obviously the cup does not just have the smaller mouth to come out of. So you can consume more if you wish. If you choose to go that route, that's fine. I might have to go that route because I cannot. I cannot do it with the same ability that you can. No,
I don't think you have to worry about it. Hey, look, you have three pies in your holder, and I have none.
But you got 4 points.
I have 4 points.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, hold on, let me see.
All right, now you're just showing off. 11-6. All right.
I'm catching up.
You are. No. You are.
All right. Your turn, sir.
Yeah, I'm on entertainment. I rerolled.
Let's do this.
I need to get the blue, orange, and yellow pies still.
Okay. You got this.
And I have, about 20 minutes or so.
20 minutes? Okay.
Give or take.
Give or take. You'll do it before that.
I hope so. Thank you for your confidence. That's what gets me through in my hour of need.
Right? I'll be there. Don't you know, Matthew? Yeah. Anyways.
I do love that song. No offense to Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, but I do like the Mariah Carey version.
I do, too. I do, too. I like both versions, actually, weirdly enough. Yeah. They're both good.
Just look over your shoulder, honey. Yeah. Woo! Go ahead.
I'll be there. Never mind. On which NBC show...
We're going to stick to drinking and playing trivia.
I don't know why they won't accept my... I'm sure my record would go at least aluminum. Mm. Anyways, thank you, Larry the Cable Guy. On which NBC show was the rich baritone voice of Don Pardo heard introducing the cast for 38 years?
I love this because... let's see.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
Jimmy McQuaid.
Oh, don't even start.
That's Saturday Night Live.
Okay, so I have to point this out.
Yeah.
It is Saturday Night Live. Maya Rudolph claims that the moment... Maya Rudolph claims that the moment he said her name was the height of her career. I'd have to agree. If I'm on Saturday Night Live and my name's being announced with my picture on there...
Yeah.
Holy hell.
That's pretty awesome.
That is iconic, right?
Okay, so I'm on the orange pie, but I already have the orange. Oh. That's just the draw that
I'm
was.
I'm just reading you this question because I'm excited. Just for ish and giggles. I've been wanting to read this question to you.
Okay.
Name 4 ingredients found in beer.
Didn't we talk about this already?
We did. We actually have a post on our Instagram about this exact thing.
So one of them has to be barley, which has to be malted.
Barley.
You need yeast.
Yeast.
You need water.
You need water.
And you need hops.
You need hops.
All 4.
Yay! Okay, so can I lie to you?
What's up?
Yeah, I needed 3, but I knew you knew 4.
Oh, okay. I mean, we wouldn't be very good at what we do if we didn't know that.
Exactly. Oh, what goes in beer?
Stuff?
Water? Wait, no, is water really? I don't. Is this a trick question?
Water, yes.
Yes,
water. Yes.
Yeah. It's water? Water. Water? Water, water.
Actually, what am I doing?
What are you doing?
I need the blue, the yellow, and the pink.
Oh, you're between. I see what you're saying.
So I got 2 down here. I'm actually going
to
try.
You want to knock out blue? Is that what you're trying to do?
No,
first?
I'll come back to that. Let's get this one.
Okay.
Let's get these two.
We're going pink?
We'll go 2 for the price of 1.
2 for the price of 1, I see here.
Maybe.
All right.
Plus, I got to keep you back. You're catching up, man.
What, drinking-wise?
It's 11-6.
Yeah. What are you saying? This isn't like the last game, sir. Crux.
Wow.
Bunch of crack that is. Goddamn Mario Batali and your bullshit.
Anyways. I had a nickel for every time I said that. I have quite a few nickels. Is that?
You did.
Because I've seen him on Chopped and I've said, oh, you're full of shit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Come on. You take gummy bears and make it work into dessert.
Amen.
Right? The band Mudhoney, Alice in Chains, and Nirvana. We're all part of which grubby, long-haired Seattle-based music scene in the 90s?
I believe it's called Dog Shit. No, it's Grunge.
Grunge!
yeah, it's called Overrated.
On. It wasn't that bad.
You know,
my boss would be hurt hearing you say that.
That's fine. I'm not a big...
You didn't like the Grunge?
I'm not
period?
A big Grunge fan. No? In fact, I'm not really a big Nirvana fan.
Teen Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. Although I do like with their version of Lake of Fire.
Yeah.
Although that's the Meat Puppets that they did on Unplugged, so that was really good.
It was good, right?
Yeah. And they're okay.
Everybody's got their own taste.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. It's weird. So, like, in the world of like rap,
there's like two rappers I actually enjoy listening to, and that's about it.
Awesome.
You know, and like everybody looks at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, I'm sorry. Don't know what to tell you.
I like what I like.
Yep.
That's so, fine.
Yeah. We are in art and literature.
Mm-hmm.
We already read that one.
Okay.
Look at this. Card number four.
Okay.
In which city would you find the outdoor sculpture Urban Light made of 202 antique street lamps?
That's in L.A.
That is in L.A. Sorry, yeah. It is located at the entrance of the Los Angeles County Museum of Art.
Yep. I've actually seen it.
Oh, very cool.
May I have green, please?
He's a cultured man.
Well, some taste.
It's
not just my Diggle mustache.
You're a greasy hair. Too funny. Which engine component reuses exhaust to increase the power output, allowing for the vehicle to accelerate faster? That's really cool.
So it takes the air and pushes it through faster?
No, it reuses the exhaust.
Oh, so...
to increase the power output.
That's a turbocharger.
That is a turbocharger. Yeah. Turbocharger. You ever see the movie Turbo? That kid, the
with the snail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Okay, so we actually really like it at our house. Mm-hmm. My daughter loves it. And all I every time see, like, the one snail where he's like, white shadow. I can see you. White shadow. So every once in a while, I'll walk up and I'll be like hiding. And my daughter will be like, Dad. I mean, white shadow. And back into like the dark corner.
Yeah.
And I'm a fat guy. So guess what? I'm not hiding well, you know? But she'll be like, Dad.
I do something similar with my kids because they like Guardians of the Galaxy. So okay. I do that like part that Drax does. It's like I've actually mastered the ability to move so slowly that I'm imperceptible. Like, yeah, I can see you there.
That's hilarious.
Just like take a bite of Cheetos. You like hear me crunching from the next house over.
That's awesome. That's awesome. See, I want to get to that point where my daughters can watch like Marvel movies. Like my wife the other day showed her Captain Marvel. Two references to her today. Wow.
That's because she's amazing.
She is pretty impressive. I'll tell you, I actually really enjoyed that movie.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, really was. Nicole actually sat there and said, I think she's my favorite. I go, what do you mean? And she goes, of all the superheroes, I think she's my favorite. She seems like the most badass of them all.
I'm yeah.
Like, yeah, you're kind of right, babe.
Yeah.
So by the way, FYI, and I kind of went into the history of Marvel and you know, Captain Marvel and, you know, and Thanos, and it's like, you kind of need her to be able to pull everything off.
Yeah,
so.
Without her, you got nothing.
You really got nothing, yeah. You know?
I mean, because we saw, sorry, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, turn off the podcast.
If you haven't seen Endgame, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I realize people are busy, but Thor,
yep,
Iron Man, Captain America, I mean, they fought Thanos, and they got their asses handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel doesn't show up with Valkyrie and, you know, Wasp and everybody else.
Yeah.
They're in a world of hurt.
Yes, so, they are. No, totally agree. I mean, thank God for portals, eh? All of a sudden, you know, you snap it the other way and it worked out. But
here we are.
Just saying. It's like all of a sudden, hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, we've been hanging out everywhere else but here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys need some help?
The fight's on? Okay, we're here.
Okay, we're here. We're
it's kind of like, you know, what happens with when Thor shows up and when they're fighting outside of Wakanda. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm here.
Just FYI.
I got my lightning.
Yep. Check out my cool axe I got.
Yeah, you look know? At this.
The tree made it. It was awesome. It's his arm, actually. It's yeah, weird, right?
It's so cool.
So cool. You know, it's really cool. You know that you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
The dwarf, not such a dwarf where I got my axe from.
Yeah,
pretty bad
it's
axe.
Pretty big. Yeah. Yeah.
Beard Dinklage, big deal.
Pretty much a big deal. Call me elf one more time.
Call me elf one more time.
You feeling strong, my friend? Read me a question. No.
He's an angry elf.
Love that.
He must be a South Pole elf.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's funny.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie. We've talked about John Favreau and the Elf a couple times.
Well,
we had a question the last, what was it, two episodes ago. Mm-hmm. That was perfect.
I'm on entertainment
pie.
We're
on entertainment pie. All right. Here we go.
The knuckle crack and everything. This is serious.
No, it's just it's intense.
Okay.
It's
something to do.
You need to drink more water or something. Mm-hmm. Who in the Full House family is always saying, have mercy?
Was that supposed to be John Stamos?
That's
Uncle
the worst
Jesse?
John Stamos, Uncle Mercy. Yeah.
I love Uncle Jesse.
I love John Stamos.
Yeah. I hope I look as good as he does when
God,
I'm.
Talk about a Greek god. What the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah. And he does not age.
So my boss calls me the other day, like, right after my birthday, and says,
how you doing? I'm like, I'm good.
Go, yeah.
You feel older yet? I go, you know what? Last night I found out, sir, weirdly enough, that of all my friends I was hanging out with last night, I am the second oldest there. And the sad part is the oldest guy there looks younger than me.
That's not true.
JR totally looks younger than me. Are you kidding me? Come on, look at that guy.
I mean, he's got good genes.
He's got great genes, absolutely. So he goes, well, if it makes you feel better in 4 years, you'll probably have a great like seasonal job. I'm like, oh, sir, ouch.
That hurts.
He's like, no, you'd be a great Santa. I was like, oh, man. So
remind me to punch that guy in the face next time. Oh, I know that's not going to help our listenership. But.
No, he's actually great. He's a hell of a joker. I'll give him that. But he's so funny. But it was just like, well played, sir. Well played.
Mm-hmm.
So, he actually grows a really good beard. Actually, the first time I met him.
Yeah.
I'm working for this company. I'm applying for this job.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm going to work for some food truck company because the office was over in Agua Fria area.
You know? Oh, okay.
You know, not the best of area. Mm. You know, and there's a lot of like warehouses and stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're based out, but we're in the process of moving. Oh, okay, whatever. So I don't really do my due diligence like I probably should have at the time. I walk in and I go to meet my boss, and my boss's name is not what you expect with the guy when you first meet him.
Okay.
Right? Definitely comes across, and I hate to say it, this is incredibly racist, I'm not meaning it that way at all. Very much a black person kind of name.
Okay.
You know? Reggie Diffs. That's his name.
Love it.
When you meet him, he's like a beardless Santa Claus. So at first I'm like, not at all what I thought. Right? So... But
it's not what I was expecting.
Not at all what I was expecting, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, absolutely amazing guy and great company to work for. But it was so funny because I was walking in thinking this, and I got there, I'm like, I am so wrong.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? Oh my God. So I was happy and I still work for him and love him.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on an art and literature question.
Yes, you are.
And trying to get that history and geography. Wow. Before we
are five cards in for you, sir.
Well, art and literature has been it's been good to me so far.
I feel like it's your fave. No, you say your fave hashtag favorite.
I love to read. So okay. Literature. I'm not so strong on the arts, obviously. Missing the I believe the Beethoven question was an art and literature question, but
I think you got this. What is the name of the hero in James Fenimore's Cooper's novel, The Last of the Mohicans?
Hawkeye. Yeah, that's a good one.
Great movie. My wife loves the music from that movie. She loves that movie.
It's a great movie. Right? Also, I believe that's where Alan Alda's character in MASH gets his nickname.
Really? From Last of the Mohicans? That's pretty cool. The actual book?
Yeah, Hawkeye. Cool. Yeah, because the movie with Daniel Day-Lewis hasn't come out yet. They're right? In Korea. May have entertainment, please.
Yes, sir. I got to find the right one for you here. Yep, we are here.
All right.
It's a good thing we have that new card out.
Yeah. A lot of entertainment questions today, too. All right.
Right? In which 80s classic does Matthew Broderick tell us... Oh, come on. We talked about
Matthew Broderick! Yes! Ferris Bueller!
Yeah, go to hell. Anyways.
Life moves pretty fast sometimes.
That's exactly it. That's exactly the quote. I didn't even finish it. Man.
Love it.
Life moves at you pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. And it's the truth.
Everybody loves him. He's a righteous dude.
He's a righteous dude. Crips, bloods.
Yeah.
Sluts. You know.
They all love him.
They'll love him. He's a righteous dude. Yeah, but it's true. Kiss up, buttercup.
That's such a great movie.
Why is it saying you should? Call me sir, God damn it.
I love it. Why'd you kick me? Where's your brain?
Why'd you kick me?
Where's your brain?
Why'd you kick me?
Where's your brain? Great movie.
Great movie.
I can't say that enough. I
love that movie.
I legitimately love that movie. When Cameron was in Egypt land, let my Cameron go.
That's right.
He's probably laying in bed right now talking to himself.
I'm dying. Ring, ring, click. You're not dying. You just don't have anything to do.
Right. We all need a friend like Ferris.
Yes, absolutely.
Bueller.
Why am I rolling your dice?
Yeah, I'm on the
history. I'm sorry.
I'm on the history pie.
Once again,
you're rolling the dice.
You're right. Let me put the dice over on your side of the board. My bad. History pie. Have we even asked a history question? We have. Okay.
We've asked, two or three, right?
No, we're on the first one here.
First one.
Second.
Wow, okay.
Mueller Trucker. Come on.
Another easy one, huh? Okay.
Which U.S. city hosts the World Fair in which Pabst Blue Ribbon...
I know this one. Go ahead.
And Juicy Fruit Gum were first introduced.
I believe this was Chicago in 1893. Yeah?
It just says Chicago.
Okay.
You're doing great.
So,
would you like to give our listeners some more facts and trivia? You would. Go!
Go! So, not trivia, but a great book to read about this is The Devil in the White City. And it talks about the building of the Chicago World's Fair, the architect involved with that, and then a doctor who was actually a murderer, H.H. Holmes.
Really?
And, like, their stories are juxtaposed.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The juxtaposition of their stories and how they interact, and it is fascinating. Great book. I believe, is it Eric Larson? No. Yeah. But great book. Devil in the White City. Check it out.
So the reason I got, like, whoa on that is, okay, mm-hmm. So I'm one of those guys that actually likes reading and studying and talking about and watching those shows about ghosts.
Yes.
So I do believe I had a ghost interaction back when I worked for the Mouse.
What?
Yeah, it was cool. But I was watching one of the episodes. I want to say it might have been Ghost Adventures, and it was all about H.H. Holmes.
Yes.
It was amazing. It
was fantastic.
Like, holy crap, this guy was, like, ridiculous. Oh. Evil person.
Evil. And, like, he set up, like, different traps.
Yes.
You know, I think he burned someone alive.
Yeah. He buried them all in the same grounds.
Yeah.
I was like, what the freak? Oh, my God.
Incredible.
Gosh. Amazing stuff.
I love that book.
Right?
And I believe he, if I'm correct in the person's name, Larson, I believe he also wrote The Beasts in the Garden, which is a movie about, or a book about Nazi Germany, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And the U.S. ambassador there, and how he walked the line between being a total chicken shit and being, you know, against Adolf Hitler.
Absolutely.
Noted, terrible person.
Yes.
Yeah. Just us putting that out there.
Speaking of terrible people.
Okay.
Geography question. At the White House, what's the name of for the porches?
Perfect.
I thought you liked that transition?
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
Couldn't have done it better myself.
At the White House, what's the name of the porches that lead to the north and south entrances?
Aren't those called porticos or something like that?
Porticos.
Porticos? Yeah.
Yep. Well played, sir.
I like a house that has a portico.
I would like a house that had a portico. Yeah. Nice little wraparound aspect.
Yeah, a wraparound porch, some, like, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'd like to design my house.
I'd like to have
money to buy a house.
I would like to.
That's where you come in. Sponsorships.
Right? Hey! If we take Trivial Drinks to a full brewery, that'd be fantastic.
I would love it.
I would love. Oh, my God. Don't even
So you don't have to get a new card. I'll go science. That's fine.
It's fine. Oh, now you're just showing off. Well, because I don't want you to reach over 2 inches to grab a card. Oh,
well,
yeah. Hold on.
Yeah,
let me crack my.
You cracked them already. I don't want you to get, like, tendonitis here. Or arthritis or anything.
I might be able to afford reaching over.
You are a year older, is it?
I'm not a year older. I'm 11 days older than you are. Are you kidding me?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Anyways. Yes.
I was like, what is happening here?
I have to find the right card. Which medicinal and landscaping plant is called a living fossil, hardly changed in over 200 million years?
Isn't that the second living fossil question we've had?
That is the second living fossil question. And they both had quote-unquote.
In living fossil.
Yes, sir.
But this one's a plant.
This is a plant.
All right, so I'm looking for a really old plant.
Really old plant.
Really old plant. Really old plant. That's not barley.
We're looking for a really old plant.
But it's used in medicine, right?
Actually, barleys are pretty old.
Man. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've talked about, like, the
did you know the first brewers in ever were women?
Yeah.
Do you want to know why, as bad as it sounds?
Go ahead.
It's really not a good reason why.
Because they weren't hunter-gatherers, and there's domestication of grain?
And warriors. That was a big thing. So because they were not hunter, warriors, gathered, blah, 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 those were given to men. They put women in charge of brewing. And if it was a bad batch, well, it was easy to kill them because you didn't kill off one of your warriors.
That's true.
That was it. It was like, wow, that's rough.
Really harsh. Hey, I'm so proud of you, man, dropping in that historical knowledge.
Thank you, sir.
Is this
check our social media, by the way.
We
do drop a couple little trivia hints every once in a while. Which, if you check out the one I dropped about the women being first brewers, I put a picture of one of my favorite breweries here in the United States. One of the oldest breweries here in the United States.
Which is?
DK Yuengling.
Uh-huh.
All right. And it's actually, it's funny because the whole name of DK Yuengling is DK Yuengling and Sons.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
However.
However, I believe we're on the fourth or fifth generation,
mm-hmm.
which are all daughters. So they're actually, we're kind of given some, you know, a higher, you switch it to and daughters, or you just switch it to DK Yuengling or blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughters are keeping with tradition and going with the sons. And just not changing it, just because they happen to be born. It's like, okay, why would we change years of amazing women, amazing product. I do believe they will cross the Mississippi, and someday here in Arizona, we will be able to drink
Ginkgo. I hope so.
It's so good. That's such even good Chesterfield beer. Ale, I'd be happy. Oh, my God.
Is this Ginkgo?
This is Ginkgo.
Okay.
Well done, sir.
Oh, I did think about it. I'm sorry.
You're fine. We're at
the 90-second mark. I'm going to try and get this.
Get that last pie, sir. Get that last pie.
Well, I guess we have to go purple. I'm sorry. Now.
You're fine. Which shoe manufacturer debuted at All Wah Sneaker in 2016, which comes with a built-in wah pedal for guitarists?
All right, well, that felt good. Never mind.
You don't know this?
Well, do you know it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. I missed out on a cultural shift.
No.
Let's see, like, what a. So it's got a wah pedal in the shoe?
In the shoe.
One, that's freaking cool.
Yep. Want me to give you a hint?
My brother's a. No.
No?
Thank you, though. My brother's a musician. I should know this. What does he wear?
It's a really good point right there. What does he wear? He wears them all the time.
He does. He wears Converse.
There you go.
Yeah!
And I'm pretty sure his Converse don't have the wah pedal in it, but...
Well, now it's a nice little, you know, maybe birthday present.
There you go.
For him. All right, I'm going to roll again. Maybe I can hit a five in the last... Whoa, whoa, whoa. Never mind. Off board. Here we go.
Six.
Six.
Entertainment?
I'm on entertainment.
Okay. The women featured in opening credits of Orange is the New Black are real former inmates, not actors. True or false?
True.
True. And the real Piper Chapman Kerman is the blue-eyed woman who blinks towards the end.
I've actually never seen a full episode of that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Me and my wife watched it, I think, the first three, four seasons of it?
Yeah.
It's not bad. I liked Red, but she's Russian, so yeah. I always enjoy, you know.
That'd be cool.
Exactly.
That'd be cool. My wife likes it, and I just haven't been able to get into it.
No, I get it. I mean, I think there's so much media out there nowadays. It's just really finding the one you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can binge, like The Mandalorian.
Right.
Oh, my God. I
think by now my thoughts on Disney are well known, but yes. Even... I will give my money for that.
It's good.
Jon Favreau, you've done a great job.
It's an amazing
also, show. Taika Waititi, I think I said
Taika Waititi. He directed one of those shows.
He needs his, in the season finale, he needs his own Star Wars movie because I think he would do it justice.
Yeah, I think he would do a good job. Here, I love his comedy, though. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's what we saw with the different Thor movies.
Yes.
Like, he does a great job of delivering not only comedy, but also something meaningful.
Yes.
And
Ragnarok was amazing.
Ragnarok was really good.
Thor Ragnarok.
And I think he's got the next one, too.
He does.
Yeah, so.
What, Thor in Love, I believe?
Yeah, which I'm excited for. Because I think that has Natalie Portman back.
It does.
No one's ever said, you know what, this movie needs less Natalie Portman. Hell no. Never. Natalie Portman's fantastic.
So, there are, you know how everybody has that crush,
mm-hmm.
you know, on, okay, my wife laughed at me when I told her it was Natalie Portman. Because I've been crushing over Natalie Portman forever, you know. And I think, and here's the thing, there's nothing like, oh my gosh, she's so curvaceous. Oh my God, none of that. But something about her is just absolutely amazingly beautiful.
Because she went to Harvard.
Nope, has nothing to do with her brain.
Because she's incredibly intelligent.
Could be that too.
And can speak on foreign policy one else.
Yeah. No, yes. All that being very true and mm-hmm. very important. I don't know. Her acting ability, I mean, even from when she was a kid and did The Professional.
That was a great movie.
God, great movie.
Jim Russo? Yeah.
Gene Russo.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was amazing in that movie. You know, and then Gary Oldman was in that movie too. Oh, Gary, he was such a shred. He was. But a great movie. As she progressed.
She's done okay for herself.
She's done okay. Yeah. She made working in Attack of the Clones worth watching.
Yeah.
So
it's the only reason I watched it.
That's it.
Well, and Ewan McGregor. I love Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor's good. I love that.
Oh, and actually Liam Neeson.
No, not in
Attack of the Clones. He was dead by then. Yeah.
Yeah. We brought in Ray Parker just to kill him. Anyways.
That was it. One of the best lightsaber battles I've ever seen.
I tell you, Ray Park, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
I tell you, Darth Maul. Who doesn't want to be Darth Maul?
Darth Maul's great. He's
badass.
And Toad in the
X-Men Toad. Movies. He was Toad in the original X-Men.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And then, you know what that damn line from Halle Berry?
Yeah, they get like electric.
When a Toad gets electrocuted, the same thing as everything else?
Yeah.
Who was the script writer on that BS? It's like,
you are an Oscar winner, Halle Berry. You can do better.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. Sometimes you gotta make the safe movie, and sometimes you gotta make the big business movie, and then sometimes you gotta make a movie because your friend says you owe them, right?
That's
Matt
true
Damon
too.
And Ben Affleck. So roll that, Gus. You're a genius. Another successful.
I think so.
I thought it was a fantastic.
I'd like to point out, I was able to answer. Let me rephrase that. I was able to get two questions.
Mm-hmm.
You have one card in front of you.
I do.
Compared to the seven I had. Hey. Steady Eddie, baby.
You are destroying the Steady Eddie. In fact,
I'm feeling good.
You are a world record holder in the Steady Eddie world.
Oh, in the Steady Eddie world. I was like, really? Somebody can chug a beer? So I heard that the fastest beer chugging that has been done, like actually down the hatch, swallowed, was done in like 4 seconds or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like huge gulp, down the throat, out, blah, you know?
So, I am all that is bad.
I am all that is bad.
All right.
Every time.
Every time.
So.
But please subscribe, listen, share, give us some reviews. It does help.
Yes.
And send us feedback. You know how to reach us. Jimmy dropped the knowledge on all of our social media pages.
Yep.
And you feel free to contact us and give us any feedback that you feel would help. We got some great feedback this morning from a listener who has helped me out a lot. Not only now, but through the course of my life. So
very good.
And I'm looking forward to getting better, and looking forward to getting back in the studio in this undisclosed location with you again.
I love this undisclosed location.
It's one of my favorites.
Works out very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, there's a beer you think we should try. You know, I was actually talking to one of our listeners not too long ago, and they put us in contact with one of the breweries over there on the East Coast here.
Mm-hmm.
We're Arizona, but this one was based out of Virginia. So we might actually be trying some Virginia beer here in just a couple. And Stone just moved a lot of their production over to Virginia from San Diego. But
looking to expand our portfolio there.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're not just about trying just an Arizona beer, because we do go state, local, or go local, national, local, national, local, national. But the idea is to expand everybody that's listening to different options that are out there.
Exactly.
You know?
We'd bring the knowledge to you.
That's our goal. That's our goal. You know, and to really showcase that Arizona is not just, you know, the Grand Canyon State, as we have read and stated with the beer we're drinking tonight, but at the same point in time, to showcase that we are going about and putting out that we do an amazing job here in Arizona brewing beer.
Exactly. Thank you so much to Grand Canyon Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. Your Sunset Amber Ale is definitely going to earn a high ranking from us.
Yep.
But again, before we sign off, as always, please be safe out there. Use ride-sharing devices. Call a friend. Call a taxi. Stay on someone's couch. But please be safe.
Hey, Matt, did I tell you something?
What's that? Oh, I'll go one with you.
Oh, snap! Have a good one, guys.
Stay easy.